Democrat corruption becomes major theme in 2022 midterm election cycle. By Wendell Hasebo on October 20, 2022. Corruption in the Democrat Party has become a major theme in the 2022 midterm election cycle. While the Democrat Party in the 2020 political cycle campaigned on restoring the status quo and protecting marginalized communities, its grip on power over the last 2 years has generated at least 15 instances of corruption and scandal. Democrat leaders, such as President Joe Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, along with many congressional Democrats, have used their positions of power to produce self-serving outcomes on the backs of American citizens. The corruption varies from trading individual stocks with inside information, working with CCP-linked companies, pressuring foreign nations for special treatment before an election, taking special interest-funded vacations, trying to evict tenants for $28.55 overdue rent, discounted office space, and undermining probes into the Biden family business. 1. Defense contractor with Pentagon contracts rents plane to Democrat Mark Kelly by Breitbart News's Nick Gilbertson. Senator Mark Kelly's, Diaz, campaign has paid tens of thousands of dollars for plane rentals to an Arizona-based company that has been awarded lucrative contracts from the Department of Defense, DOD, including one contract funded by legislation Kelly voted for. One of three contracts awarded to Newton Consulting and Engineering Incorporated, NCE, came last year after Kelly had been conducting business with the company and was serving on the Senate Armed Services Committee. In fact, Kelly voted for the 2021 National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, which gave the DOD funding it ultimately drew from for the contract. Of note, the DOD selects companies to award contracts to after receiving annual funding, not the U.S. Senate. Since April 2021, the Mark Kelly for Senate Committee has shelled out more than $80,000 to the Tucson-based company for officially connected travel. Peter Schweitzer, president of the Government Accountability Institute and the author of numerous bestsellers including Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, spoke to Kelly's ties in a statement to Breitbart News. 2. Gonzalez confirms closure of Bank of China account after Breitbart News report by Breitbart News's Jacob Liss. Democrat Representative Vicente Gonzalez's office confirmed the closure of an account with the Bank of China, a state-owned bank run by the Chinese Communist Party, following questions from a Breitbart News report last year. Financial disclosure statements filed with the Clerk of the House of Representatives showed that Gonzalez closed the account sometime after Breitbart News's Matthew Boyle uncovered bank statements revealing the account. Typically, the statements are due annually on May 15. However, Gonzalez filed a 90-day extension in March, allowing him to file until August 13, which he filed and was accepted by the clerk on August 12, according to documents reviewed by Breitbart News. 3. Adam Laxalt ad asks why Cortez Masto is undermining probe into Biden family corruption by Breitbart News's Wendell Hasebo. Republican Nevada Senate candidate Adam Laxalt's campaign published an ad Tuesday questioning why Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, is undermining the investigation into Biden family corruption. The ad is notable because President Joe Biden's 2020 campaign paid a private security firm owned by Cortez Masto's husband, Paul Masto, who was friends with Hunter and asked for work from the Biden family while Joe Biden was vice president, Breitbart News first reported. Emails on Hunter's laptop from 2010 reveal he and Paul Masto have been friends and even discussed Masto's security company. In Paul Masto's email to Hunter, he called Hunter his buddy and asked if Hunter knew anyone who needed his security services. 4. We are a free market, Nancy Pelosi rejects ban on lawmakers, spouses trading individual stocks by Breitbart News's Paul Bois. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said members of Congress and their spouses should not be barred from trading individual stocks as part of the Stock Act, citing a free market economy. During a press briefing on Wednesday, in response to a report from Insider showing that 49 members of Congress, Democrats and Republicans, have failed to disclose their transactions in accordance with Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Stock Act of 2012, Pelosi was asked if members of Congress and their spouses should be banned from trading individual stocks, thereby preventing insider trading. "We're a free market economy," Pelosi explained. They should be able to participate in that. 5. Democrat Matt Cartwright has potential conflict of interest with General Electric. Ethics Watchdog says by Breitbart News's Nick Gilbertson and Jacob Bliss. An ethics watchdog group says Representative Matt Cartwright, DPA, is involved in a potential conflict of interest after visiting General Electric's GE research facility in upstate New York last month and holds up to $15,000 in GE stock, according to financial disclosures. Cartwright and Representative Paul Tonko, DNY, went to GE Research in Niskayuna, New York, on August 17, where they toured the facility. The Schenectady-based Daily Gazette's John Cropley reported. The reporter noted that the two congressmen left the research facility impressed by the work being done in areas such as hybrid electric aircraft propulsion and hydrogen-fueled engines, bringing Cartwright to say, "There's going to be a revolution in the way people get around in the air over the next 10 or 15 years, and you're going to see that revolution right here in Schenectady," referring to the GE research facility. 6. Senator Mark Kelly has concerning business ties to China by Breitbart News's Spencer Lindquist. Kelly was the co-founder of a company called Worldview Enterprises that garnered investments from a company that is closely linked to the Chinese Communist Party. Worldview Enterprises received investments in 2014 and again in 2016 from Tencent Holdings, a Chinese company that owns the communication platform WeChat. The communication platform, which has over a billion users, is suspected of surveilling the activity of its users. WeChat also censored information related to the coronavirus during the height of the pandemic, and Tencent suspended its stream of National Basketball Association games after the general manager of the Houston Rockets praised protests in favor of democracy in Hong Kong. 7. In OPEC debacle, Biden stands accused of what Trump was impeached for by Breitbart News's Jill Polak. President Joe Biden has been accused of doing what President Donald Trump was impeached for allegedly doing, putting his own political interest ahead of the national interest by calling on the Saudis to hold off on cuts to oil production until after the midterms. As Breitbart News reported on Thursday, Saudi Arabia's foreign ministry issued an angry statement replying to Biden's claim earlier this week that the kingdom sided with Russia by backing an OPEC Plus decision to cut oil production by 2 million barrels per day. The Saudi statement appeared to lend weight to a claim, reported earlier in the week, that the Biden administration pleaded with the Saudis not to change their minds, but to hold off on the production cuts for another month, i.e. until after the midterm elections. In other words, Biden asked the Saudi Arabian regime to proceed with oil production cuts, which would raise prices and damage the U.S. economy, in a way that would minimize the political damage to his own party, which is facing a tough midterm election fight. Notably, Biden has not tried to expand U.S. oil production. 8. Unhappy ending, Wisconsin Democrat Ron Kind announces retirement by Breitbart News's Jacob Bliss. Scandal-ridden Wisconsin Democrat Representative Ron Kind announced his retirement on Tuesday after staying silent for months on a seedy massage parlor that advertises on illicit sites and from which he accepted tens of thousands of dollars in rent. Kind will not run for a 13th term in Congress, according to Politico Playbook. Breitbart News has extensively reported on the seedy massage parlor Kind kept as a tenant known as Asian Sunny Massage, previously named Impression Spa. His financial disclosure forms from 2018 and 2019 showed that he made up to $50,000 in rent income each year. The parlor has been caught advertising on various illicit websites that police have known to be sites for soliciting sex, like Rub Maps, Assort List, and Body Rubs Map. Notably, Rubs Maps has been described as the Yelp for these types of businesses. Additionally, the building that houses the seedy parlor and the massage parlor tenants themselves have been linked to sex trafficking and prostitution in the past. Breitbart News uncovered newspaper reports from the 1970s and 1980s that showed the building was known by law enforcement as the House of Prostitution. 9. Representative Elissa Slotkin implodes when pressed about residing in lobbyists' home by Breitbart News's Jacob Bliss. Vulnerable Democrat Representative Elissa Slotkin, MI08, imploded during a television debate when a Michigan news anchor pressed her about the recent bombshell report revealing she resides in an apartment owned by a lobbyist and campaign donor, who is also registered, with his family, to vote at the same address and works for a company receiving tens of millions in government funding. NIP TV held a television debate on Sunday between Slotkin and her Republican opponent, State Senator Tom Barrett. The anchor in charge of asking questions brought up the recent report that revealed Slotkin moved into a residence owned by Jerry Hollister, an executive at a Lansing-based company that received tens of millions in federal funding and has donated to her campaign. Hollister's LinkedIn stated that he is in charge of developing congressional relationships at the Lansing-based company. Additionally, he and his family are registered to vote at the same address where Slotkin now resides. 10. Representative Dan Kildee took over $100,000 in special interest-funded vacations, Breitbart News's Brecken Eftis. Representative Dan Kildee, DME, has taken over $100,000 in special interest-funded vacations during his time in office, often bringing his family with him. According to Lagey Storm, Kildee has taken 9 privately funded trips worth a total of $101,388. Destinations have included Denmark, India, Sudan, Lebanon, and 3 trips to Israel, where he often stays in luxury hotels. 11. Report: Raphael Warnock's church tried to evict tenants during pandemic, Breitbart News's Wendell Hasebo. Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock's DGA church reportedly tried to evict tenants during the pandemic while he raked in a $120,000 pastoral salary and a $7,417 monthly housing allowance from the church on top of his Senate salary. Warnock's church, Ebenezer Baptist Church, attempted to evict 8 tenants from an Atlanta apartment building the nonprofit owns for as little as $28.55 in overdue rent, according to financial documents obtained by the Washington Free Beacon. Financial statements from 2021 show Ebenezer Baptist Church is doing quite well financially, with liquid assets of more than $1.2 million. Columbia Tower at MLK Village in downtown Atlanta, a facility that caters to the chronically homeless and those with mental disabilities, has found itself sued a dozen times during the pandemic. One of the latest lawsuits shows a tenant was asked to vacate the apartment building for $4,900 due in back rent, a sum that is nearly half of Warnock's pastoral monthly housing allowance. 12. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Steve Sisolak Most Corrupt Governor in America, by Breitbart News's Catherine Hamilton. Nevada Republican gubernatorial candidate Joe Lombardo posted a political advertisement to Twitter on Thursday, detailing various scandals involving Democrat Governor Steve Sisolak. The spot first accuses Sisolak's wife Kathy of receiving government contracts during her husband's governorship. The claim is based on reporting from 360 News Las Vegas, which in August of 2021 said that a whistleblower sent them a copy of a no-bid contract between Southern Nevada Water District and Kathy Sisolak's company Hoggs, Ong & Associates Incorporated. Lombardo's ad states that Sisolak did not disclose the money going to his wife or her firm, and he's not stopped any of the payments. 13. Kildee paid donor $200,000 in taxpayer dollars for discounted office space, by Breitbart News's Jordan Dixon Hamilton. Democrat Representative Dan Kildee, DME, is under fire for using nearly $200,000 in taxpayer dollars to pay one of his wealthy campaign donors for luxury office space over the past 3 years, a Washington Free Beacon report revealed. Kildee seems to be getting a sweetheart deal on the office's rent, as the building's financial statements show the congressman pays less for his office than any other tenant. Internet provider CenturyLink is a fellow tenant at the Dryden building and pays $18.29 per square foot. Kildee, in contrast, pays $12.85 per square foot, the Free Beacon reported. Advanced Local Media LLC, one of the building's largest tenants, pays $14 per square foot. Interestingly, the Hagemans have donated several thousands of dollars to Kildee's campaign since 2012, according to campaign finance documents. 14. Leak: Hunter Biden attained $40 million real estate deal with Russian billionaire while Joe Biden was VP, by Breitbart News's Wendell Hasebo. Hunter Biden reached a $40 million real estate deal in 2012 with Russian billionaire and wife of the former mayor of Moscow, Yelena Batorina, while President Joe Biden was vice president. The massive deal is connected to a previously reported $3.5 million fee Batorina paid Hunter's real estate entity to access the American business market, the Daily Mail reported Monday from documents obtained by an anti-corruption group, the Kazakhstani Initiative on Asset Recovery. The $40 million real estate deal was structured as a part of a pooled real estate fund to be allocated into long-term investments Hunter identified as profitable in the United States. Such investment vehicles are common among sophisticated investors and experienced fund managers. Due to the complexity of a fund's transactions, the entity is often subject to stringent disclosures with government oversight agencies. 15. Exclusive letter on Hunter Biden's laptop shows 2017 deal with Qatar undermining Trump administration by Breitbart News's Emma Jo Morris. A letter on Hunter Biden's infamous abandoned laptop shows the Biden family pursuing a deal with Qatar, undermining the Trump administration and appearing like an effort at a shadow foreign policy. The letter, retrieved from the laptop from held by Congressman Daryl Issa's RCA office after being in a previously unreadable format, shows James Biden, President Biden's brother, making an overture to an associate of Qatari Sheikh Abdullah bin Mohammed Al Thani. They say, "My family could provide a wealth of introductions and business opportunities at the highest levels, despite unfavorable policies of the fractured and beleaguered then Trump administration for Qatar." Honorable mention, BLM co-founder admits she used Group $6 million property to host personal parties by Breitbart News's Hannah Blow. Black Lives Matter, BLM, co-founder Patrice Cullors admitted this week that she used the group's $6 million property to host personal parties, igniting further suspicions of BLM leaders misusing funds for personal gain. Cullors made the admission in an interview with the AP, in which he denied overt wrongdoing when it came to the mountain of funds the group received after the George Floyd protests in 2020. While she admitted that the group was ill-prepared to handle the wave of funds, leaders ultimately purchased a $6 million compound in Los Angeles, which has continued to spark criticism. Recent disclosures that the foundation had paid $6 million for a Los Angeles compound in 2020 unleashed a torrent of criticism and social media chatter. The property in Studio City, including a home with 6 bedrooms and bathrooms, a swimming pool, a soundstage, and office space, is meant to be both a meeting venue and a campus for Black artists.